Investment flash.
Buddy, Dell Technologies just posted a quarter that makes you want to redo your entire sector allocation. 30% pre-market surge, AI server orders absolutely screaming. It's going to be a massive session.
It's Friday, May 29th, New York edition. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald, and we're off to the races because the AI infrastructure trade just got the loudest confirmation yet.
Tell raised full-year guidance, 1790 earnings per share on up to $169 billion revenue. That's AI CapEx hitting the bottom line, buddy. The stock is 3% from the high. Forward PE, 18.4. This is a buy.
Tom, yesterday we said semis were pricing utopia. Dell's 30% pre-market move makes that take look conservative. No way did I think we'd see a number like that so soon.
Marie, he's practically typing the earnings call transcript himself. But yeah, look, mate, 18 times forward is actually reasonable for a server story. Value and momentum locking arms. That's rare.
Hold on, you're calling a stock up 30% value? I'm going to push back. This is momentum recognizing a structural shift in enterprise spending. The PE is just the setup, not the driver.
All right, fair enough. Let me rephrase. For once, the multiple isn't absurd. It's not Snowflake at 92 times, so I'll take it.
Exactly. An HPE right behind, up 2.7, Supermicro 8%. The whole AI server complex is running. HPE at 14 times forward. What's not to like?
Yeah, no doubt.
That's it.
Not everything is AI, though. American Eagle got crushed. 11% on weak comps, down 32% year to date. The consumer is flashing yellow.
And SentinelOne plunged 17% on its own revenue guide. The enterprise IT world is splitting. AI exposed names get a pass. Anything else gets penalized. Okta and NetApp both popped 12% though. Cloud security and data infrastructure are still riding the wave.
NetApp at 15 times forward, still 1% from its high. That's a quiet buy. But let's talk memory chips. WSJ says they're more valuable than oil now. Micron up 21% this week, 8.8 times forward earnings. Is that cheap or what?
More valuable than oil? I can't put memory chips in my car, but the multiple is single digits, so I'm listening. Honestly, if the cycle stabilizes, it's a steal.
Tom, calling the bottom on memory chips again. That's six bottoms this cycle. No, but seriously, the history is boom and bust. That 8.8 multiple might be a value trap if AI CapEx moderates even slightly. The bear case is timing.
Fair enough. You're not wrong. I've been early before.
But this time is different, right, Tom?
I'm not saying that. Okay, maybe I am.
The WSJ's point is that long-term contracts could stabilize the sector. That's new.
Yeah, and if demand data holds, Micron's multiple is a floor. But that's the big if.
SMH is up 5.6% on the week, 2% from all-time high. Hot money is rotating from crypto and gold into memory and AI infrastructure.
That rotation is exactly what we flagged yesterday. Crypto pricing Armageddon. And now CoinDesk is tracking it. These aren't separate markets. It's the same fast money chasing the next narrative.
Money has no memory. But seriously, gold is down 1% this week, drifting lower. If you're holding GLD as a hedge, it's not working.
So memory is the highest conviction AI play right now. Micron at 8.8 times. If demand data holds, that's a floor, not a ceiling.
Tom, you just said if demand data holds. That's the whole risk. I'll say it. Memory is either the cheapest part of AI or the market's way of saying cycles die hard.
Right, but the tape is telling us to ride it. And speaking of cycles, oil. Chevron CEO warns prices will jump over summer. 13 million barrels a day idled in the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. oil fund down 8.3% this week, 15% below its high. That's a tactical entry.
Tom, take a breath. Oil is a binary trade. Any Iran peace proposal and supply fears evaporate. Bank of America spells out two scenarios, and the bullish one needs the blockade to persist.
But the market isn't pricing the supply shock at all. XLE is off 3.7% this week. If the CEO of Chevron is warning, someone's paying attention. The pullback is the setup.
Exactly. Buy USO on this dip. Maybe calls ahead of summer. Just don't marry it.
Only Tom can suggest options on an oil fund and call it casual.
Fair enough. Snowflake, up 36% after earnings. FT says the software apocalypse is over. That AI pivot is real. And the stock's still 15% below its high, despite a 44.5% weekly surge.
Momentum is back, buddy. If this is the template, Salesforce at 36% below its high and down 30.5% year-to-date could re-rating massively.
Snowflake at 92 times forward PE. If that's the apocalypse ending, I'd hate to see the beginning. Look, the narrative is gaining traction, but 92 times is a lot of hope.
And hope isn't a strategy. But if CRM can emulate Snowflake, it's a deep value recovery play. So we're watching.
Meanwhile, the EU is drafting a law to force chip makers to override contracts during crises. That's a direct threat to pricing power. SOX is near all-time highs, but this risk isn't priced in at all.
TSMC with European exposure could be a target, fully priced without this. SOX is a sell, TSM too. But Intel, with European fabs, might actually benefit from forced local supply. Up 2% on the week, still 9% below high. That's a contrarian buy.
Gerald, Intel finally gets a bull case from regulation. That's rich.
Honestly, if the EU forces chip supply locally, their fabs become a safety net. But it's a big if. Still, I'll take the trade.
Quick hits. Blue Origin rocket explosion delays Amazon satellite plans. AST Space Mobile down 15% pre-market. That's a sell. UFO space ETF will probably give back gains.
And Amazon itself, up only 2.1%, faces a setback against Starlink. Not a good look.
U.S. government reportedly investing in drones. Wall Street loves unusual machines and Motorola solutions. UMAC has doubled in the past year, up 100% this week alone. That's pure speculative momentum.
Motorola is the steadier play. 22.3 forward PE, up 2.8% on the week. But UMAC's tiny float could go anywhere with Pentagon funding.
It's basically a meme stock with a Pentagon angle.
Careful, you'll summon the retail crowd.
Exactly. Now, AkzoNobel, Axalta deal. FT says it's uncompelling. AKZOY jumped 5% to a 52-week high loss session, so some optimism is priced. Now it's vulnerable. Sell both.
Axalta flat on the week, down 8.5% year-to-date. Less to lose, but if the deal fails, it could still revalue down.
China Biotech. Innovent Biologics signs a $10.5 billion deal with Pfizer. Huge validation. Innovent will likely rally. Pfizer gets a pipeline boost, but the market's ignoring it. Flat on the week, 9.2 times forward. I'd hold PFA, but don't chase.
And crypto, Stellar jumped 10.5%, while Near and Bitcoin Cash dropped over 12. Low liquidity altcoin moves. I'd buy XLM for momentum, sell the weak ones, but it's a trade.
All right, let's step back. The convergence today is clear. AI infrastructure demand is the macro force. Dell, Micron, HPE, all confirming.
Our view, the cleanest expression is long AI hardware. Dell, HPE, Micron, with a hedge on the consumer, short American Eagle, while using oil pullbacks to add exposure via USO calls.
Wait, the consumer, that's the missing link. American Eagle down 11%, Gap cut guidance. If the consumer cracks, eventually cloud demand feels it. But no one's connecting that.
Exactly. The market is splitting consumer and enterprise into separate universes. They may collide sooner than we think.
Exactly.
100%.
So we're bullish AI hardware, but hedged. The bear case is timing, memory cycles, crowded trades, binary oil risk. But the tape says run with it. As always, none of this is investment advice. We're just connecting the dots.
We're back with the weekend edition tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. London time. We'll expand on these themes and bring you the longer view.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources. See you tomorrow.
Good weekend, everyone.